Is there a communist space base on the dark side of the moon? Do good dogs go to heaven? Answers to these questions and more on this episode of This Paranormal Life.
What?
Welcome back to the podcast. It is Tuesday once again. You are listening to your two favorite paranormal investigators in the whole world. This guy's Roy Powers.
Yeah, hi.
My name's Kit Greer. Kit Greer.
I want to rush through this part really quickly, if we could.
If you haven't listened to this podcast,
it is
a paranormal podcast where every week we dissect a different paranormal case.
Don't forget what
claim,
he said.
Beast. And we come to a decision as to whether it is true or false.
Right.
I feel like you got something on the tip of your tongue.
Do all dogs go to heaven? Do good dogs?
Good dogs. We all know bad dogs go to hell, but do good dogs go to heaven?
All dogs go to heaven. That's the saying.
But dogs don't have souls. So I'm just wondering, do the good ones go to heaven?
Do even the good ones burn in hell?
Or not having souls?
That's a good point. Is heaven just for humans?
It's true. This is an age-old question.
Who knows? Who knows? That's frankly not our territory. That's This Biblical Life.
Coming
my
soon.
My pastor's podcast. I try to get on it as a guest, but he says I'm a little demon and I wouldn't fit the show.
And I'm actually getting excommunicated for having this podcast. So, like every week, we're just going to dive right in.
Mm-hmm.
And like every week, I've got a doozy of a podcast here for you. This week, we're talking about a castle.
Okay.
How much
I like
do you
castles.
Know about castles in general?
In general.
You've been to any castles?
Have I been to a castle? Hello. Crown.
So Rory's pointing the thin air. So
I am a king. You know, Rory, the name actually means red king.
Okay, so even if that is true, you're not wearing a crown, so.
I know a decent amount about castles.
Okay.
We grew up in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Of which there are castles.
Yeah, there are. It's an old place.
So I'm pretty, you know, I drawbridge, tiny little windows.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah.
Boiling hot oil on your enemies when they try and get in.
Yeah.
That sort of castle shit.
Things like that. Yeah. Most of what I know about castles is through Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Red Wedding.
Red Wedding.
I guess that's just every wedding in a castle.
Lots of wine, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a nice place to be. Back in time. But people in medieval times didn't just build them to stunt on their neighbors and flash cash. They had a purpose. They were fortification, protection from enemy armies.
Absolutely.
You would build your castle on a hill to have a view of the surrounding area, stop people sneaking up on you.
But mostly the war one.
It's a bit like, listen, everyone's playing Fortnite these days.
Yeah.
You want to get up as high as you can. You can see what's happening around you. You know, whenever that storm's coming in, a bit like winter IRL in Ireland.
Exactly,
you
want
to be high up with a sniper rifle, shitloads of bandages.
Just like in the olden days. When King Arthur had that golden scar, launch padding his way behind the enemy line.
Getting his many wives to hop on those rockets across the map.
His first wife, Ninja.
And that's right, it's also a home. Great royal families lived in castles. But in the Czech countryside is a different castle. It's located kind of in the middle of nowhere, in fact.
Okay.
No strategic value, no great hills to look over for defense, no royal family that lived inside. The castle, surrounded by impenetrable woods, impossible to hunt in, no nearby trade routes at all, and with absolutely no fortifications such as a moat, not even a water source. It's
Jesus.
As if no one ever lived there at all.
No moat. Castle without a moat.
What kind of place is this?
Yeah, absolutely. That's Castle 101.
That's me hunting for a house in London.
Yeah.
I've been homeless for about 8 years because I turn up to every viewing. I'm sorry, where is the moat?
Yeah. The only place you liked was the Tower of London, which I had to regretfully inform you is not for sale.
Huh? Listen, I have cash to burn.
You're burning it now, though. Don't burn the cash you have to burn.
£20 a week. That won't get me a castle around these parts. This castle dates from the 13th century, so it's around 800 years old. And so many generations have lived near it and wondered what secrets it contains. Why did they choose that spot? Who built it and why? Well, there are, of course, local legends that surround the castle. Local farmers tending to the land noticed that there was generally a dark aura around this castle.
How do you notice that? What does that mean?
Listen, Roy, some people just have the gift. maybe you don't.
Local farmers have the gift?
Absolutely they do. And what do you have against local farmers? Farmers, they're in tune with, Mother Nature, something you wouldn't know anything about, you media living prick ass.
You wouldn't know a ghoul if it happy slapped your dick.
Listen,
all right? You listen. I may be a city boy, but I'm in tune with something else you never even heard of. Cash flow. Money. I live that city life. I'm in tune with the fucking tube schedule. All right? That's how I get home.
Farmers get up when the sun rises. I get up when the Dow Jones calls me. I get up and start trading in the shower. I've got a waterproof iPhone case. I'm trading Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin.
All of which are unaffected by the stock
Nothing
market.
Nothing to do with the stock market.
No, I just get excited. I get riled up. And you these guys, these lazy bastards. What? Wake up, noon, pluck a couple of weeds. That's their day.
Absolutely not how farming works. No, crack of dawn, in fact.
They wake up on the crack of noon, pull on a cow's titty, and go to bed. And you're saying that they're more in tune with whatever Mother Nature, whatever shit you said? I just want to know what a dark aura looks like.
It looks like what I'm looking at right now.
you son of a bitch.
Bags under the eyes. Listen.
A lifeless husk of a man. I'm already skeptical. Let's leave it at that. I don't trust any man that uses dirt as a currency.
I'll tell
And you could quote me on that.
I'll tell you what a dark aura.
So ignorant and mean.
Pulls on that guy's titty.
Goes to bed. This is really insensitive, Roy, because you drink more milk than anyone I know.
You've got a milk mustache. You're wearing overalls and you're chewing straw, so I don't know where you get that aesthetic from.
I find that offensive, partner.
It's called rewilding. Read about it. I'll tell you what a dark aura looks like. The farmers noticed that birds were dropping dead around the building.
You took a long time to get to that. I really laid into these farmers for a good 10 minutes. I mean, if you had really just told me that, I would have probably believed them and not said that shit about the titty pulling.
I was catfishing you, I think.
Okay, fair play, farmers.
And at night, you could see dark shadows flying around the castle. They birds? They look too big. I can't see.
Drunken hicks.
But it wasn't just birds. Locals began seeing bizarre creatures they'd never seen before crawling around in the dark. Naturally, they knew to stay away from the castle altogether.
Yeah, good call.
But of course, some just couldn't help their curiosity.
Bad call.
And when people got close enough to inspect the castle, something was wrong. It was covered in windows, but they were all fake.
Once
you couldn't see through the windows. There were thick walls lying behind each window shape.
Oh.
What if this castle wasn't designed to keep people out, as it was designed to keep something in?
Oh my god. But it's failing, right? Because they just said there's demons walking around on the grounds. This is why you get a moat, people. Demons can't swim. Everyone knows that.
That's why I am always wearing goggles, hairnet.
Yeah.
Or whatever the call it, swim Hair shorts net. And flippers.
We both sleep on a lilo in the Thames River
because I can't swim, so I'm clinging to that shit.
What's that phrase people say? Tried to drown my demons, but they can swim.
And when they got into the castle, they found something they didn't expect at its center: a chapel.
They got in?
Yeah.
So it's not hard to get in or out.
Well, I guess the idea is demons maybe can't open the drawbridge or some shit.
How did they open the drawbridge if they're outside? This is a shitty castle.
I don't know the details.
Saying that now.
It's a hut. I called it a castle because I wanted to big up the story. It's a freaking teepee. Yeah, so they got inside. There's a side door. Listen, demons, they don't have opposable thumbs. They can't just turn locks.
They're like crabs. They only move sideways.
Quite right.
You put the door behind them and they're never going to see it.
Listen, if you sneeze and you don't say bless you, they go up your nose, but they don't know how to get through security locks.
Is that why you think we say bless you?
Absolutely.
So the demons don't go up your nose?
I am chock full of demons.
just like on a crowded tube one day, and you just hear like three carriages down, and you're like, oh Christ, no. You're sprinting down the carriages, like pushing people out of the way. May the Father and Son of Jesus Christ, the Lord, bless you.
I like that you're putting on an Irish accent, because only an Irish person would do that.
In the name of the Father and the Son, the power of Christ, go behind you is a wave of demons like running down the tube.
Inside this chapel, there are elaborate paintings lining the walls, wow, some of which turned out to be some of the oldest in Europe, oldest fresco paintings on the walls.
Mm.
The chapel was dedicated to the Archangel Michael, the leader of God's armies in the fight against the hordes of hell.
Badass.
The paintings show the Archangel twice. In one, he is fighting a dragon, a universal symbol of evil. And in another scene, he holds a sword in one hand and has a set of scales in the other and is weighing souls at the Last Judgment. There are also scenes of the crucifixion. These are unsettling, but what is most odd is there's one painting of a hybrid, a creature with the upper half of a woman and the lower half of a horse, a centaur, ooh, if you will.
It's my kind of lady.
And right. Shame she's not all horse, though.
Yeah, it's a real shame about that woman part,
shame
though.
About the upper half. I was talking to this girl last night at the bar. She was all woman. I'm talking four hooves, big old snout, long lustrous mane.
I said, baby, hey, why the long face? And she hoofed me.
She was all woman, four hooves. So you don't know what a woman is.
Nay. If you got a guy that's controlling God's army of angels fighting dragons,
yes,
and stuff, I mean, no offense to any of our listeners out there, but would you really call him Michael? You know, and not like Maximus,
right?
Fist.
Whenever Jesus first used those were the most biblical names. That was the most badass name because they were biblical. But now, because everyone wants to be biblical for like the last 2,000 years, those are the most common names.
Exactly.
So they seem kind of dull.
They're not as cool anymore, yeah. So I would have gone for something a little cooler. I guess Michael's okay. Mike. Mike sounds better.
Yeah. Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, the demon killer.
Who's also a hot stripper on the side. So this centaur, with her left hand, is holding a bow and an arrow and pointing it at a human.
Out of my freaking heart.
Firstly, Christian buildings would never depict a pagan creature like this. They're simply not part of the Christian mythology.
Right.
Additionally, the creature's use of the left hand is unsettling because traditionally, Satanism is described as the left hand path.
Really?
Whoever created this fresco wasn't making a mistake. They would have known the satanic symbology they were making.
Okay. I had no idea.
Isn't there some shit in some countries that you would never shake hands with your left hand?
That's what if you're like, left-handed? Your left-handed people shake with the
sword to the gut.
You demonic horsewoman. I'm a man.
I'm a boy. At that. Could these images be warnings or symbols to ward away unholy demons? Needless to say, word started spreading that the castle grounds contained a portal to hell.
Oh, that's a big leap. That is a horse-sized gallop.
I don't know. There's demonic winglings flying around the building. There's birds dying. There's beasts crawling around the grounds. And then there's a unholy chapel at the center of the building.
I guess. But where's the entrance? Where's it coming from?
We'll get there.
Okay.
But if this is really a portal to hell, has it always been there? Did a crack just open up in the ground one day? And God, I wish we could brush this case away so quickly. Ugh. But there is a disturbing history to this legend, one that predates even the 13th century castle. It turns out that 9th century records recount a tale about this area. The story goes that on top of an area of limestone, there is a crack, and that this crack leads to a hole. A hole that stretches deep into the earth, unimaginably deep. Like, drop a stone in it and you'll never hear it hit the bottom deep.
That is pretty, or there's like a very soft patch of grass, right? Like it's just a little dent.
It could be 6 feet.
Either one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The 800 AD record spoke of strange visitations in the area.
Ooh.
Locals knew to avoid it after dark. This early record spoke of half-human, half-animal beasts crawling out of this hole in the ground to kill farm animals.
Oh my god.
They believed that if you ventured too close to the crack, you could be claimed by it and turned into one of the beasts.
You think some people got scammed and they were like, half magpie, half human? So it's just like, some people are these like majestic horse women and other people just like
half
this fucking
badger.
Stinky ass badger
weasel,
legs,
yeah.
Like rattling rounds.
Half skunk. You smell of shit. Your human half can smell the shit of your bottom half. That's hell right there.
Or
you
like
just jump into the hole right away.
Or the opposite. You have like a human body, but then like the horse's head.
Yeah.
So you're just confused and scared and trying to scream, but it's just neighs and neighs.
And your head is kind of too heavy for your body.
Yeah, so you're kind of like
kind
flopping
of
around.
Flopping around, a bit like a baby.
Yeah.
So the locals didn't f*** around. They banded together, collecting as many rocks as they could to fill the hole and stop the attacks.
Oh, I thought they were gonna like chuck them or something.
But no matter how many they threw down that hole, it never changed. Nothing could fill it.
God.
And so the hole just became a dark part of life in this village. Prisoners who were sentenced to death were thrown in the pit.
My God.
It was said that if you could climb your way back out, you would be set free. But no one ever did.
No one just like went down, became half monkey and came out.
Yeah, you throw them in and instantly a monkey comes out and claws your eyes.
How do they know the prisoners they throw in there aren't the beasts that are coming out? Sorry, I'm poking a lot of holes in this bad boy as we're going along.
I know, I'm imagining, yeah, one of them like crawls out again. He's like, Dave, I made it back, ye beast!
Yeah.
Crushes his head under the rock. So they had a good relationship with this hole. It was like, listen,
no,
we gotta live with this hole. So we might as well use it to sentence people to death.
Okay.
But some people,
that's a good relationship.
Yes. Some of my relationships look like, okay? I have to live with this dark, all-consuming hole in my life. But I might as well make
this unfillable darkness that is a constant drain on my life. These are your wedding vows.
Taking jabs at me any chance it gets. As soon as the sun goes down, I'm on constant assault mode.
So yeah, I'd consider this a pretty healthy relationship. You may now kiss the bride.
Kiss a horse. But you know, the thirst for scientific knowledge will always prevail. And some people wanted to know what was down that f***ing thing. Why this portal existed at all.
Right. It's just a hole, by the way. Stop calling it a portal.
And so the villagers started offering sentenced men an option. You can take death by pit or be lowered in.
What kind of barbaric civilization is this?
Czech Republic.
You know as
Go
well
on there
that
on
like,
holiday next week.
Like you just said that they really wanted to investigate what was down there. I bet you by the end they were arresting people for nothing, like looking funny. The pit, like you so much as like look another man in the eyes. Pit.
The crime, talking to my wife. The sentence, pit.
Sir, isn't that a little bit harsh? The pit with you, questioning me.
Your wife is my therapist. We talk every week.
Pity. So high pitch.
Pit. You could take death by pit, or be lowered into the pit by rope.
Okay.
Live to tell the tale, and then go free. So, easy choice, eh? Most people will take... Your face is grimacing. What would you choose in this instance?
Maybe the first one.
Death?
I just want to die at this point. Even if I make it back out into this cruel, cruel town. I don't want to live here. This is...
You're like, well, first, Dad, the fact that you're... giving me these options is the greatest betrayal I could have known.
And if knowing that any escape from this pit would just leave me alive and still a disappointing son, I'd choose death.
Yeah, it's like, well, seeing as it's my dad and my girlfriend sentencing me, I think I better just end it all now. Well, the first man to be lowered in that pit started screaming as soon as he was out of sight.
Ooh.
They left him down for some time, and when they started pulling him out again, they were horrified. He'd age 30 years.
Oh, shut up. So they lowered him down.
Yeah.
Did the rope ever go slack? Like, did he reach the end of the pit?
No.
They just entered him there?
They held him in the darkness, kind of lowered him down. It didn't really get anywhere.
This place is
You're just screaming the entire time. And then they pulled him up again, and his hair was completely white. He had gone completely batshit crazy. And Oh my God. I think he at that point had to be thrown in the pit permanently. So they never knew.
He's a liability in the pit.
But the reports never stopped. Reports of decapitated beings pouring out blood, black-winged creatures flying around the castle, and several sightings of a human chain. Hundreds of people chained together with black dogs snarling and biting their legs.
Where?
Around the castle.
Okay.
Very much a human centipede situation.
Ugh.
But maybe the most disturbing aspect of this entire record is that the villagers eventually succeeded in filling this hole.
What?
But not with rocks.
With people. So many pit offenders were thrown into that hole.
They built a chapel on top.
So they didn't fill it.
The same chapel.
Sorry, no.
That sits inside Castle Huska today.
You just said they managed to fill. Is that the title music from Halo 3?
All hail Master Chief. And the halo. The only thing that can protect us from the pit.
So they didn't fill the pit.
They believed
they literally
the power of God in the chapel would be their only hope against the demons.
Okay. That's not dumb, actually. That's pretty smart, I guess.
The castle was built to protect this portal from hell bursting open, unleashing demons upon the earth.
Okay.
And I hear what you're saying. This is just legend. Nothing has even happened since they built the chapel.
I've said a lot of things today, and that was not one of them. I'd actually really love it if you address some of the earlier things I said.
The castle has been host to endless dark visitations and paranormal experiences.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I don't even think you know I'm still here. It's like you're just reading in the dark.
I have a blindfold on and earplugs in. Noise-canceling headphones. You're noise to me.
Yeah, what an insulting thing.
In the 1600s, a few hundred years after the building of the castle, a Swedish mercenary leader and black magician called Oronto...
Good combo.
...decided to make the... I mean, how much more aggressive and badass can you get? A mercenary and black magician... Bless you.
Thank you, because the demon was right there.
The demon had his hands on your face, about to crawl out your nose.
You just got him. Thank you. Oh my goodness.
It's probably best he stays inside you. I don't want him near me. Oronto decided to make the castle his home and laboratory. It is believed that he performed black magic and gruesome experiments in the castle.
Who let him in?
What brought him there?
The hole!
And what did he do to be assassinated by the villagers?
He was a... I'm getting so stressed out listening to this story.
Go on.
Who let him into the castle?
I think the castle's up for grabs at this point.
Why? It's a portal to hell. Do they just forget?
It's a portal, so no one wants to be there.
A black magician does.
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So apparently he was killed by the villagers. We don't know why. Indeed, whenever I try to research, because this sounds like a pretty interesting character, Oronto, I can find nothing other than the legends in this region that describe the castle. They talk about Oronto taking up residency in this castle. I can't find anything to do with it. If anyone knows anything about Oronto, the black magician, please let us know. That sounds like a great episode.
If anyone knows anything about Oronto the Black Magician, you're going in the pit, like everyone who ever knew anything about Oronto the Black Magician. Well, knowledge is limited because whistleblowers get thrown in the pit.
Chat shit, get pit.
I think if you have a portal to hell,
yes,
the worst person you could get near it is a dark magician. If Yu-Gi-Oh! Has taught me anything, the dark magician is pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah.
He's up there with that. I mean, the only thing worse than a dark magician is a blue-eyes white dragon. And we did see a dragon painting there.
Holy shit, you think it had blue eyes? You think Michael was trying to slay a blue-eyes?
And the only thing worse than a blue-eyes white dragon is a three-headed blue-eyes white dragon.
Or what's the thing that the Yugi has to he has to get all the pieces of it and put it together?
Oh Jesus,
like the arms.
Oh yeah,
wait, hold on.
Yeah, what was that?
You get one of those bad boys near the pit to hell.
Yeah, that's the worst case scenario. So actually these locals have got off pretty light.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop there. In 1836, during a walking tour of the region, Czech poet Karel Hynek Macha spent a night at Huska Castle. And supposedly in his dreams, he was visited by a terrible vision, which he later recounted to a friend. He described his soul descending into the pit and being transported into a hellish mechanized future.
Oh my God.
And...
lucky bastard.
I
we live it. And so sometimes I think that I'm having that dream now and my body's actually chilling in the castle. I'm in mechanical hell. Welcome to 2018.
Anyway, subscribe up top, like down below. And I just couldn't have guessed that this was going to turn up. This is going to blow your mind. We've talked about them before. Where hellish Central European paranormal things are, the Nazis are not far behind.
What?
The Nazi SS occupied Huska Castle during their rise to power.
Oh my gosh.
It is believed that they also used the castle for inhuman experiments.
Ooh.
Some believe that this involved gateways to other dimensions. Three bodies of Nazi soldiers were eventually unearthed at Huska. Their cause of death, unknown. Could they have been a victim of these strange experiments? We know that the Nazis... this is the crazy thing, is that we do know the Nazis chased paranormal power.
Right.
Why were they occupying this castle? You know, we know that they chased Christian relics. So did they genuinely come to this Christian chapel, supposedly on top of a entrance to hell with demons coming out of it?
We've talked about this before in the podcast. We covered them going all the way to Antarctica to try and get into the hollow earth.
It's true.
These guys. So
they were all about the earth, inside of the earth and shit coming out of it.
Hell, maybe they thought this was an entrance. I don't know. Am I sitting here right now telling you that those two instances are linked? Sure.
Absolutely.
100% I am. Much, yeah. You could put me, I put my life on the line for that one.
Even today, people say that crazy shit happens near Huska Castle, like their car won't start near it.
That's not that crazy.
And that bleeding beasts still roam the area after dark. Okay.
Right, that's a little...
it's kind of a spectrum.
Right, some little things, and then there's some demons.
And I'll tell you, just one really horrifying aspect to this entire story. So there is a family in the Czech Republic that does tours of paranormal areas. They're experts in their own right of talking about these paranormal cases in the Czech Republic. They call them McGee's.
All martial art experts, dressed head to toe in gis.
Tyler McGee recounts their first visit to the castle when they went with their dogs. Tyler said that they felt very uneasy when they first got to the courtyard, and apparently they weren't the only ones to experience this feeling, because shortly after, the McGee's dog Bobo began barking and becoming very excited with nothing to provoke him. Mr. McGee described the feeling of being followed or watched by a predatory being during their entire tour of the premises.
Ooh.
Later that day, upon returning to Prague, McGee's parked their car in the city center and left it while they did their nightly ghost tour. When they returned, the vehicle had vanished. The police found it within a couple hours, stripped of valuables and completely trashed.
So someone stole their car.
A demon.
Right, okay. Or it could also just be like a guy, anyone.
It could have been anything. It could have been a Nazi half-beast demon. It could have been a winged demon.
Right. Or just a guy. Or just a regular dude.
I mean, if you want to be a meathead about it, fine. It could have been a person.
What would a demon have with a car? Why does a demon need a car? Demons have wings.
Yeah, it's a good point. I brought that one up because I don't know how I think that's a bad example of evidence. Okay. Actually,
hey, I appreciate that. Show me the bad ones. And it's been that up until this point. Is there a good section, sir?
So if we're to start wrapping up this case, I presented a lot of evidence today. A lot of ancient records, 13th century, 9th century records.
Yeah.
You're squinting a lot. I can barely even see your eyes. Tales from the actual paranormal investigators who do the tours here in the Czech Republic, as well as the more modern cases of the Nazis occupying this, doing crazy experiments. Basically, dark presence is being drawn to this all throughout history.
Right.
Tons and tons of local anecdotes about what went on there. The bizarre fresco paintings in the chapel in the Czech Republic.
Do you have any pictures of the paintings? A pit forms beside you. You jump in and it seals immediately. What? Why didn't he start with that? I obviously now think it's real. I mean, also, I probably should have started. Is there a picture of the pit?
There's not a picture of the pit because the chapel was built over the pit.
Okay.
The pit's gone.
It's not gone. It's very much still there.
Of course I have images of the frescoes.
Right.
What kind of journalist do you think I am?
Right. Just for the record, Kit was just frantically Googling for about 20 minutes. He didn't say a word.
I was actually sweating pretty profusely as well. So here are some of the most ancient frescoes in continental Europe.
Oh my God.
There you can see
This is not what I was expecting at all. I was expecting, like, when you said there was like three paintings on the walls, I was expecting these, you know, beautiful medieval style paintings.
Come on, that's pretty good.
Like if framed, like framed on the wall.
No, it's a fresco. It's done on straight onto the wall. They're not hung.
This looks like a project taken on by a group of children in a Sunday school. That's what it looks like.
I would ask you to have more respect, lest the demons cast you in the pit themselves.
Centaur's a little better.
Centaur's a little better. That definitely looks like olden timesy.
A little bit less childish. Are there any good, like, biblical human-animal crossovers? Because all I know is them and a fawn. But isn't a fawn like a little dickling? Like, yeah. Isn't he a bit of a douche?
All I know is in Narnia, he kind of throws them under the bus, doesn't he?
Yeah. Wait, literally? I haven't seen Narnia.
He drives over them in a f***ing bus.
He f***ing bucks a group of children out in front of the C-10 going 50 miles per hour.
The shittiest, most cowardly way to kill people.
But also, isn't the devil like half goat? Absolutely. Like, that's a bad thing. So it is like a devil thing.
It definitely is.
Isn't the whole thing like you banged an animal? Like you're not a human anymore?
Jesus, is it as simple as
that? I don't know.
That?
Actually, I have no authority to say that at all.
I guess it is.
Right? You're not pure.
So I've given you some images of the frescoes on the wall. Unfortunately, images do not exist of the pit because the chapel is built on top of it. Thoughts?
That is, building a chapel on the gate to hell is very much, I think, a band-aid on a like hole in a wall. That is a very...
It's a very of a certain time approach to that issue.
Yeah.
You know, today we might, I don't know, apply like nuclear weapons to that pit. So I'm not saying that's a better idea.
Oh my God, nuke the pit? That would be incredible.
But I think we would definitely napalm it at the least.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Because you know as well, like, you know how animals have that sixth sense?
Yeah.
That they can, like, feel danger coming?
Right.
When there's, like, a forest fire, you know because all the birds start moving away from it, that sort of thing. Imagine you drop the nuke down, and that sucker's not going to go off for, you know, maybe half an hour.
Something like that.
Yeah. As soon as it drops in, demons, like, exploding out of the pit, getting the hell out of there.
It might be a Godzilla situation that's like food to them. That might like sustain them. Who knows? Nuclear energy. Well,
yeah, it could make it even worse. Or you just end up nuking the heart of the planet.
Oh, I think we've got to rein this puppy in.
Right.
So if you had to exercise, you know, all of your paranormal investigative training to try and determine with the evidence we've seen whether this case is a true paranormal case of demons pouring out of a hole in the earth, yeah. and terrorizing the villagers of this Czech Republic town? Or is this simply history gone awry and just that people weren't accurately reporting what was happening? They got carried away with fancy and fiction.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to say. Obviously, at the time, what I think is happening here is I think a town found a very, very, very deep hole. And I think, obviously, that's a creepy thing. They don't have the means to explore a hole that deep. I think they were absolutely barbaric and threw people in the hole. And any civilization that would punish people by throwing them in a hole is immediately not trustworthy when it comes to reporting demons in the skies. It is a very cool story. I appreciate the lore. You almost have me at the Nazis. Because here. You know I've got a soft spot, not for Nazis, but for the paranormal endeavors that they went on. I find that interesting. It's pretty cool. We've only touched the tip of the goddamn iceberg that is over the Hollow Earth.
I tend to agree that we don't seem to have any modern evidence of winged beasts, even dead birds around the castle.
And it sounds like they're flapping about every damn day, so I'm not sure why there's not any video footage of this.
Either the problem is solved by the chapel,
or
those people back in the day were getting carried away.
I think so. I think that's safe to say.
I think we're going to have to chalk this one up to a double no yet again.
I know. A couple of no's, a couple of naysayers over here.
But thank you very much to a friend and listener, Chris, for suggesting that topic. I really enjoyed that story.
I hope he enjoys the pit.
Because all people who submit to this podcast are getting pitted. If you have any of your own thoughts about this particular topic, you can send those into thisparanormallife.com/podcast@gmail.com.
That is right.
Always remember to hit us up on the socials, twitter.com/thisparalife, facebook.com/thisparanormallife. And if you want to get crazy and go see the show notes where you can see the beautiful, awe-inspiring images that I just showed Rory.
Yeah, the Sunday school scratchings on the wall.
You can get those on Patreon on our show notes for all our episodes now. We put up show notes detailing all the links, videos, images, anything relevant, and sometimes a little bit more irrelevant stuff to do with each podcast. That goes up every week. It's just $2 a month. $5 a month, you get into bonus episodes, merchandise, t-shirts, Lombardi, Beyond. And
yeah, you know how like they say people shouldn't put content behind paywalls?
Right.
We put content in a pit. The pit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's there. All you have to do is, you know, grab $5, grab $2, and just cannonball down into that bad boy.
And as far as we're concerned, if you make it alive, you can have your money back.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know what?
No one ever has.
No one ever has. We've seen a lot of animals come out that look like the people that jumped in, and that don't count, baby. That don't count. Little half chimp, half man trying to grab the $5 from my hand. Back in the pit. This is Sparta kicking back into the pit.
There's nothing wrong with him. You just want to keep the cash.
He just made it out. You chimp looking mother. I'm still human.
Nah, you looked like a baboon before. Now you look like a chimp.
So check that out.
As always, we have our secret society on Facebook. If you want to get sneaky, if you want to get peeky, if you want to hide, listen, we all read the news, you know, hashtag delete Facebook. Listen, the problem isn't Facebook. The problem is goddamn Edward Snowden. That's what no one's talking about. It's Snowden who's out there taking everyone's information.
So exactly.
The only way you can keep your profile safe from Snowden is by signing up to our secret society on Facebook.
Exactly.
Keep it on the DL. Enjoy it. Check out the links people are posting up there.
Facebook isn't the problem, you know? When a weapon is bad, do you destroy the weapon? No. You kill the blacksmith.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to take down the people who run Facebook so we can turn this little thumbs up weapon into the missile that we need to deliver the truth. Both of our accounts have been deleted immediately.
So rambling.
So thank you so much for listening to this episode of This Paranormal Life, and we will see you next week.